The meeting's being hosted across the Wasatch Front by the group Mormons Building Bridges. Meetings will start at 7 o'clock locally here at the Kimball Junction Library. Other meetings are set for Salt Lake, Logan, and Provo. Group member Susan Meixel says the group's mission is to foster open discussion.
We started about almost 2 years ago, and it started out just as an effort to reach out to the LGBT community as Mormons, and grew into something well beyond that.
Yeah, so you meet quarterly, monthly, or?
Our community conversations are starting again this year, and they will occur monthly.
Senate Bill 100 is known as the Housing and Employment Opportunity Act and would prohibit discrimination statewide.
It's an anti-discrimination bill that protects LGBT people from discrimination in the job and housing sections.
Yeah, so wouldn't that be a good thing?
Very good. I believe it would be very good. But we do know that there are a lot of fears out there and some misinformation floating around. And so this is an opportunity for people to come together. There's no debate, no panel, and just open their minds, their hearts, and listen to one another. See if we can't come to better understanding of different points of view.
Mike Sell says that there's a lot of misinformation about the bill.
There's a lot of fear out there about it. A lot of misunderstanding, especially regarding housing. There are exemptions for people who own up to four properties. There are religious exemptions. The same religious exemptions are for employment. One of the big things that confuses people is the transgender issue and bathrooms. Public bathrooms are exempt. This would cover employers' bathrooms. It would cover colleges and universities, vocational schools. And it's not a matter of somebody just being able to say, you know, oh, I feel like a woman today. I think I'll use the women's restroom. There is a process written in the bill that requires some kind of medical history, therapy history, a consistency in how they present.
The transgendered person knows which restroom to go in, no?
They do. However, a lot of people, they're very uncomfortable with it, which I can understand, because until you sit and talk to somebody, it can be a little disconcerting. But the danger for them, especially male-to-female trans people, is that they have been assaulted in bathrooms. It's a really scary place for them.
The LDS Church, he says, supported similar legislation when it was adopted in 2009 by Salt Lake County. Since then, 15 other cities and counties, including Park City and Summit County, have adopted similar legislation. Senate Bill 100 would guarantee protection across the state.
Unless it's made a statewide bill, it can vary when people move. It can, and also there isn't enough teeth to really go after it if somebody breaks the ordinance.
The Mormon Church, however, she says, does not favor same-sex marriage, and it's an issue that her group is staying neutral on.
It's a very divisive situation, obviously, in the LDS community. We welcome people across the spectrum for it, against it, because what we're trying to do, there are groups for and against that will directly address that. And we encourage people, if that's what they want to do, to go to those groups. We are here to try to bring understanding and find common ground so that people can make their communities, their homes, their congregations safer places.
For more information, go online to MormonsBuildingBridges.org or check out the Facebook page of the same name. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.